Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix, a Netflix original series. In a lounge area at school, Grace faces a focused Zig.
Again.
Marie Tomlinson, 66 Princess Court, Orlando, Florida.
Date of birth?
July 16th, 1994.
Zip code?
His eyes shut. Zig pinches the bridge of his nose.
Give me a second.
Dude, if you mess up at the liquor store, they'll know the ID's fake.
Are you sure this guy even looks like me?
Same hair, same eyes, same dimples.
You notice my dimples?
Oh.
Tiny sits up.
You love Zig?
You shut up. And you focus. No keg means no keg party, which means no dough to send this nerd to his summer program at Caltech.
Man, I'm so jealous.
You guys can always visit.
Now, you think we're going to make enough money for two extra flights?
Doubtful. But my folks have a camper van. We could always drive out.
What, like you and me?
Yeah, if there's extra cash left over from the party, we could use it for gas.
Seriously?
Grace stands.
So you better practice, because no one's going anywhere unless you get this right. Keep testing him.
You're out?
I've got a thing.
A woman of mystery. I dig it. Hey, she's a keeper.
Yeah, arguments here.
As Grace walks away, she tilts her head with a smile. Photos and videos of the diverse group of Degrassi teens appear in blocks, then within text messages and phone apps. The title appears on a social media page next to a photo of all the teens together. Degrassi, next class. The quote below reads, "I know I can make it through." Words appear, hashtag, these are my confessions. Starring Amanda Arcuri, Amir Bagheria, Soma Bhatia, Jamie Block, Chelsea Clark, Raya Downs. In a classroom, Vijay sits before Yael.
248,400 divided by 360.
She looks down.
690.
Whoa.
Oz enters.
Excuse me, Yael. We have some important business to discuss.
No, you can't copy my math assignment.
Actually, the topic's more recreational. We're going to a party.
Oh, hells yes.
Oh, hells no. High school parties are torture.
You've never been to one. Who knows, you might have fun.
I know I will.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Well, you better try, because I don't want a Debbie Downer as my date.
Your date? What, are we living in an alternate reality now?
We made a bet. You lost.
You were serious about that?
Am I to understand that the idea of spending one evening with me is completely intolerable?
Yeah. Next question.
What are you so worked up about? It's not like you have a boyfriend.
No, but she does have a hunter.
What does that even mean?
You two are basically a teen drama. Will they or won't they? Binge watch to find out.
Whatever. If anything was going to happen between those two, it would have happened a long time ago. I'll pick you up at 8. Wear something nice.
Yael sulks. Elsewhere, Shay and the volleyball team walk away from the gym.
We lost by 5 points. 5.
Last time we lost by 10.
Yeah, but this is a weak team. We should have beat them.
Goldie's face tightens.
What?
We're a weak team, too. Especially after, you know.
I kicked Frankie off for her racist prank.
Do you guys think it's weird that she watches all of our games?
You know who's not watching?
Tiny.
National team scouts, which means I'll never get an invite to try out.
You're still a great player.
No one cares about the best player on the worst team. I'm so sick of losing.
Look on the bright side. We only have one regular season game left, and after we lose that, we're out.
But what if we won?
What if pigs could fly?
I'm serious.
So am I. They'd be terrifying.
And we could still make the playoffs and save this season.
Do you have some sort of miracle plan?
We don't need a miracle. Just need more practice.
Grace sits in a hospital room.
Lung function looks good.
She's been doing her therapy.
The nurse moves a device away.
Any reactions to the new medication?
Grace looks at her phone. A text from Zig reads, "Mission accomplished." Attached is a photo of a celebratory Zig and Tiny with a keg.
Grace, the nurse asked you a question.
Sorry. It's all right. You know, we like CF patients to maintain active lives.
Tell my mom that. I'd worry less if you told your friends about your condition. Then I'd have zero chance in a normal life. The one girl she tells she stops talking to, what happened with you and Zoe? Are we done for today?
Unless you have any questions.
Would I be able to handle a summer road trip?
With who?
Zig.
A boyfriend.
Oh, she's working on it.
Mom, let the nurse answer the question.
Physically, it's possible, as long as you do your treatment on the road. But obviously, Mom has final say.
Maya's okay with this?
Maybe.
I'll need more details.
You say yes, you can have whatever you want.
Really? Did you hear that?
At volleyball practice.
Come on, ladies, we need more balls over the net!
An exhausted Goldie turns to Shay.
I need a break. My arms feel like jelly. Not the good kind.
Guys, this is not a winning attitude.
If you want to win, we really do need a miracle. Or Frankie.
We just need to practice. We have all weekend to get better.
I have an English essay worth 30% of my grade. And I need to go to that party to show Tiny that I'm totally, totally over him.
And that's more important than volleyball.
Yes. I'll see you on Monday.
As Goldie walks out, her teammates follow. Shay blinks hard in exasperation.
I'm sorry. I wish I was better.
I wish everything was better. I can't just forgive her, can I?
Lola meets her eyes.
I don't know. Can you?
In the Hollingsworth backyard, Hunter plays the fantasy card game with Yael as Frankie floats in the pool.
I swing with my dragon and elf.
I take 4 from your dragon and bolt your elf.
After we finish this game, I propose an alien marathon.
Those movies are pretty long.
It's Saturday, so you don't have school tomorrow.
I know. But I have a date. I'm going to that party in the woods.
With whom?
Baz. He calls in his bet.
So it's not a real date?
Well, he thinks it is.
Whatever. Baz is just happy any dumb girl said yes to him.
So now I'm any dumb girl?
So you're actually taking this seriously. So what, you're gonna, like, kiss him or something?
I like boys. He likes girls. I guess a kiss is theoretically on the table, yeah.
Hunter looks away.
Why? Would that bother you?
They're your lips. Do what you will with them.
Frankie shakes her head.
See, you don't care?
Why would I?
As Yael looks away from Hunter, Frankie shuts the magazine in her lap.
I think Baz is cute.
You do? But he's so short.
Yeah, well, so is Yael. No offense.
None taken.
What are you wearing?
I don't know.
Well, I have this new white dress that you would look smoking in. What do you think, Hunter?
She eyes her brother.
Whatever.
Thank you, Frankie. At least one Hollingsworth cares about my date.
In the woods, students set up for the all-white attire party.
I want tonight to be perfect. Mm-hmm. The DJ booth will be right over here, and we'll get a generator to power it.
This party is going to be sick. Tiny's so lucky to have you as a friend.
Maya wears all white as she walks with Grace.
What's with the sour face?
You know how I promised never to lie to you again, right?
I do recall that moment, yes.
She stops and eyes her friend.
So spit it out.
I think Zig's ready to move on.
Oh, yeah. Figured that was coming.
You did?
Yeah. If Esme makes him happy, I guess so be it.
Grace scowls.
Zig can never be serious about a girl like that.
They've been breathing each other's air for the past 2 weeks. I figured they were already hooking up.
You think?
I don't know, but if they're not, they will be soon.
Maya strolls away.
Hey, where to next?
With her arms crossed, Grace watches Esme playfully wrap Zig in a blue plastic sheet. Outside her house, Yael wears a short white dress and no glasses. A car pulls up.
Bye, Dad.
Boz climbs out and spots Yael.
Wow. You look... wow. What did you do?
Contacts.
You sure contacts more often?
She frowns.
Well, this was fun.
Wait. I'm nervous, and when I'm nervous, I say the wrong thing.
So are you nervous like 99% of the time?
It's important to me that tonight go well. Can we start again?
Okay.
Wow. You look... wow. Is that better?
Come on. Let's get this party started.
In the woods, Maya holds one side of a pair of headphones to her ear as she DJs. Teens clad in white dance and hold red cups in front of her. Grace and Zig man the cash box.
Yeah,
this is incredible. I can't believe this.
Zoe strides up to them.
That'll be $20.
For a keg party?
Price just jumped to 25.
Grace gives her a sweet smile. Zoe begrudgingly reaches into her purse and hands over cash to Zig. She passes Tiny as he comes over with 3 red cups.
All right, bevies for my besties.
Yeah. We've already made $1,000. That's enough to cover your airfare.
Guys, I really appreciate this.
I think he's gonna cry.
To the best friends in the world.
They push their cups together.
All right.
They all drink.
Ooh. You guys deserve some playtime. I'll watch the door.
Grace turns back to look at Zig, who watches Esme dance nearby.
Do you want to go for a walk?
They stroll in the woods.
So I talked to my mom, and she said yes. To our Cali road trip.
Oh, cool.
I hope I can get some time off.
From playing Xbox?
Okay. You can't tell anyone. Promise?
Okay, this sounds good.
I'm part of a summer dance troupe.
Oh my god, you took this trip for a gig?
No, this thing's for kids. It's like a fairy tale, like play Prince Charming. Esme made it happen.
I assume she's the Wicked Witch.
You know, people always talk crap about her, but she's only ever been nice to me.
Yeah, I'll bet.
No, it's not even like that. We haven't even hooked up yet.
They sit on a tree stump.
I gotta be honest, after Maya, it's nice to have some female attention.
So all you need to be the new Mrs. Novak is long hair and longer legs.
Well, the heart wants what the heart wants.
I think you have your organs mixed up.
Yeah, well, I think she'll have to do until I can find a quality girl like you.
Zig pats Grace's leg, and they smile at each other. She leans in and kisses him, placing her hand on his face. They pull apart, and Zig stares at her with his mouth open.
I think this is a mistake.
Why? Because of Maya? I talked to her.
You did?
Wrinkles crease his forehead.
I mean, what about our friendship, right? I mean, we don't want to mess this up over like a one-time thing.
Grace stares at the ground.
Grace, I'm sorry.
Don't be. The heart wants what the heart wants.
She stands and strides away. Alone in the school gym, Shay practices setting a volleyball, then does sprints across the floor. She does setting jumps, crunches, and hits the ball some more. After repeating the circuit, she smacks the volleyball away and sits on the risers. After toweling her face, Shay glances toward her phone and picks it up. She selects messages and types one out to Tiny. It reads, "Can I forgive Frankie?" She hits send, then taps her thumb on the side of her phone as she stares at the screen. She answers an incoming call from Tiny.
Hey.
Hi.
Oh, your party. I totally forgot. How is it?
It'd be better if you were here.
You know I've got a curfew.
And Alola, whose heart you just broke, she's declared all things Tiny off limits.
So why are you texting the enemy?
Shay blinks her downcast eyes and licks her lips.
Some girls think I should forgive Frankie.
Oh, that's complicated.
I know, I kicked her off for a reason.
If I let it go, am I saying it's okay to be racist as long as you're sorry? Or if you're really good at sports?
So you haven't thought about this at all, huh?
I feel like I've lost so much this year. Sports camp.
Best friend.
The dopest guy in school.
I'm tired of losing. I just don't know what to do.
Tiny stares forward thoughtfully.
Follow your heart, Shay.
Are we still talking, Frankie?
Your call. Bye.
She hangs up. In the woods, Boz and Jael approach a picnic table facing the party.
This looks like a good place to sit.
Don't these people know alcohol kills brain cells?
Not true, but it does impair their decision-making abilities.
They sit on the table and she smiles.
You're not the worst, you know that?
That's the nicest thing you've ever said to me. Can I put my arm around you?
Sure.
He puts his arm around her.
Now look into my eyes.
Okay.
She looks at him.
Now kiss me.
Have you lost your mind?
Hurry up, Grace is looking this way.
Who?
Boz nods toward Grace, who takes a red cup from another partygoer.
You like her? And why did you ask me on a date?
To show that I'm desired. You seriously thought this was a real date?
I don't anymore.
Wow. Okay. This is awkward. Look, if things don't work out with Grace, you're totally like my third choice.
She gapes.
Just take me home.
No way, she's totally vulnerable.
And you're totally disgusting. So what, I'm just supposed to hang out here until you're ready to go?
Or find a ride home with someone else?
You know what? I changed my mind. You really are the worst.
Yael storms off. Boz locks eyes with Grace, sitting alone on another picnic table. He waves brightly at her, and she rolls her eyes. Maya comes over.
Hey, stranger. Where have you been all my life?
Don't sit here.
Why are you saving it for someone special? Is it the mystery boy? It's your great dead stalker, isn't it? Don't be ashamed.
Grace glares.
I'm just kidding. Easy.
Go.
What's your problem?
Nothing.
Then why am I suddenly persona non grata?
Because you exist!
Excuse me?
With your perfect hair, and your perfect eyes, and your perfect body that guys go gaga over. And most days, I can deal with the fact that I've lost the lottery of life, but not today.
Are you drunk or something?
Grace steals herself.
You want to know who the guy is? Zig.
Zig?
But he nearly barfed when I kissed him. Turns out I'm the only girl at Degrassi that he won't hook up with.
Maya scowls. Grace notices partygoers staring at them and strides off. Boz chases after her.
Hey, Grace, if you want to talk, I'm here. I'm a great listener.
Stay away, Niner.
Actually, I'm in grade 10. My mom says I'm very mature for my age.
Grace slows, her brow furrowed. She drops her red cup.
Are you okay?
She looks around woozily.
I don't feel good.
Grace collapses.
Oh, crap.
In her bedroom, Frankie lounges on the bed reading a book. Shay enters behind her.
Frankie? Sorry, didn't mean to scare you. Your mom let me in?
Frankie sits up.
You're here. Do you want something to eat or a drink? We have lemonade.
No, I just want to talk.
Okay, give me a second. Don't leave.
After Frankie leaves the room, Shay takes a seat on a bench at the end of the bed. Frankie re-enters with her laptop and sits next to Shay.
I wrote something.
Frankie reads from her computer.
Shay, I am so sorry for the prank I organized against Northern Tech and for everything I did afterwards. The cartoon I drew was racist. I should have apologized and admitted I was wrong instead of trying to defend my actions.
Frankie stares at the screen, then shuts the laptop and looks to Shay.
Sorry it took me so long to apologize. I was worried you wouldn't accept it and we could never be friends again. I can go, if you want.
This is your house.
Then you can go, or stay. It's really up to you.
Well, I'd like to talk some more. Maybe get some of that lemonade?
In the woods, Zig and Maya crouch by unconscious Grace. Tiny and Boz stand nearby.
I swear, I didn't do anything.
She's breathing, she's got a pulse.
I didn't even touch her.
So she passed out? What do we do?
Let her sleep it off?
We should take her home.
Like this? No, she'll get in trouble.
Well, how much did she have to drink?
I only saw her drink one beer.
Okay, we can put her in our car and take turns watching her.
Oh my God, what happened? What are you guys doing?
Zoe kneels.
She needs to go to the hospital, now.
But we'll all get in trouble.
She'll be fine here.
No, she won't. She has some pretty serious health problems.
Like what?
Just trust me.
Tiny glances at Maya, who shoots Zoe a look.
I know that's not an easy thing to do. But this is important, please.
Maya considers her.
Okay, I'll drive.
Okay. Round three.
Be careful.
One, two, three.
They sit Grace up. Elsewhere, Hunter approaches Yael. His dark clothing contrasts with everyone else's white attire.
Did you kiss him?
Thought you weren't allowed out alone.
Miles drove.
Hunter moves to sit beside her.
I told my mom we were going to get ice cream.
You came all this way to confirm the status of my lip virginity?
Your first kiss should be with someone you really care about.
That's hopelessly romantic. Emphasis on hopeless.
You don't think there's a perfect person out there for everyone?
Even if that were true, what's the chance this person likes you back?
Hunter keeps his eyes fixed on Yael, and she meets his gaze.
Do you like me, Hunter?
You honestly don't know.
I thought I did. Then you told me to go on a date with Baz.
My life is a train wreck. I didn't want to pull you into it. Besides, I didn't know if you liked me.
I do. What if this messes up our friendship?
It already has.
She leans back and settles against his shoulder. Hunter wraps an arm around her.
Can we drive you home?
I'd like to sit here for a little while longer, if your brother doesn't mind.
I don't think he'll mind.
Sorry.
So, how was your first high school party?
In the end, it wasn't a total waste of time.
They sit close together, staring into the trees, facing away from the party. In a hospital room, Grace lies in a bed and opens her eyes groggily to find her mom sitting beside her.
Rise and shine. Oh, the IV is to replenish your fluids.
Grace furrows her brow.
I only had one beer.
Doesn't matter with your new meds. My girl, how can I let your road trip to California when something like this happens?
Just sucks, feeling like I don't have anybody.
What about the girl that stayed behind to see if you're okay? You know, I hate to sound like a broken record, but as long as you keep your condition a secret from your friends, you will feel alone. Can I let her in?
She nods. Through a window, Maya sees Grace's mom get up and hurries into the room to her friend's side.
That was so scary. I'm so glad Zoe told us to bring you to the hospital.
Zoe? Did she tell you why?
Maya shakes her head, and Grace closes her eyes.
I have cystic fibrosis.
Maya stares down at her with concern.
It's a genetic disease, which I've been dealing with my whole life. It means I undergo daily treatments and get severe infections all the time. It's scary.
Outside the gym, Frankie reads from her phone to the volleyball team.
I'm sorry for what I did. I want to be better. I'll try to do better. I posted this online to all the teams in our league.
Lola shifts beside Shay.
What now?
The vote. Everyone who wants Frankie back on the team, raise your hands.
Shay raises her hand and looks around at her teammates. Slowly, everyone's hand goes up except Goldie's.
What if the other teams take issue? Then I won't play.
We'll take it one game at a time.
Goldie raises her hand and smiles.
Let's go win this game.
Frankie gleefully walks off with her teammates.
So, Frankie got a second chance?
Tiny approaches Shay, who hugs him tightly. They pull apart, her arms still wrapped around him. They gaze into each other's eyes, then their lips meet. As the kiss ends, they pull apart and she smiles softly. Suddenly, she takes a step back.
Oh my God. What do we do? What do I do?
You go win your game. And we'll talk about this later.
Shay walks away from the grinning Tiny. On the volleyball team bus, Shay sits tensely next to Frankie. Lola pops up over the seat behind them.
Isn't it great all three of us are BFFs again? Here's to nothing coming between us.
Shay stares forward uneasily. Cut to black. Opening credits continue. Ana Golia, Nikki Gold, Ricardo Hoyos, Spencer McPherson, Dante Scott, Olivia Scriven, Sarah Weisglass, Richard Walters. Written by Sarah Glinsky. Directed by RT. The stories and events portrayed are fictitious and no reference is intended to any actual person. The name and mark Degrassi and associated names and marks are trademarks and registered trademarks of Epitome Pictures Incorporated, used under license. Copyright 2016 Epitome Screen Productions Incorporated, all rights reserved. Over white, block letters surrounded with blue read, DHX Media. DHX Media is a registered trademark of DHX Media Limited. Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix.